I'm going to try not to be too emotional on this boo, but unfortunately I'm in a bit of a rather state, so that's not going to be easy. I've just had to take my first ever of the pills that the psychiatrist gave me for extreme panics and extreme episodes of depression. And it's an antipsychotic, a really fucking strong one. I've never wanted to take. But I've never felt quite so upset by the internet, actually. And the idea that as an individual recovering from a mental breakdown and speaking openly about my life, something that's been very therapeutic to me, but something I was worried might come back and bite me in the arse, it has. But the teeth have been held in the jaws of the directors of iPadio's mouth, throwing this idea around that I'm employed or work for anyone, but most particularly Audioboo, simply because I loved the service. It meant an awful lot to me in my recovery. And I spoke about that, and I had an opinion about social media, and I expressed it. And their response has been to lie about me in a way that actually ultimately could have severe consequences for me, because I'm off sick and my employees have offered to pay me a long-term disability payment, but that's dependent on me being sick. Now, this suggestion that I'm working for anyone, as opposed to having chronic swings of mood throughout every single day, every single week, booing usually when I'm manic, or vaguely manic, but gradually getting more stable. The idea that by feeling healthy, my psychiatrist saying do things that I do out of a drive for pleasure, not out of a drive for fear, and doing all those things, and then finding that these twats at iPadio, who claim to be in social media and have an ethical mission to empower the world's less enfranchised to have a voice, have done a damn good job of repeatedly ignoring the truths and repeatedly feeling the need to attack an individual, a citizen, who's expressing himself, who has no affiliations, who has purely hobbies at the moment. I mean, I'm incapable. It's risible to use their words, the way they behaved. They've upset me hugely. It's not something I'm going to forget. As a member of the public, as a corporation, I wouldn't expect them to forget anything. They have their massive databases, their Google bots, their whatever else they do to scour the internet and check what you're saying about them. They're disgusting to me. I don't want Big Brother handling my social media, my social audio. I don't want people who really show quite an apparent misinformed view, ignorance, and generally very concerning approach to social media and their interaction with it. I'm going to stop talking about my mental health problems online publicly now. I'm going to start recording them to Recorder and saving them into my archives, because that's what they're ultimately for. I didn't plan to have as many listeners on Audioboo. I happen to do geeky things with the web, so I have followers on Twitter, but I'm regretting that even. I mean, I think I'm just going to be in the back room doing my geeky thing. It will give me great satisfaction to release twitamp.com, which is a Twitter client for specifically focusing on audio. You'll be able to upload from within it to all sorts of services. You'll be able to listen in line to all sorts of audio, however deeply linked that audio may be. And it won't be supporting iPadio, because I do feel completely petty about this, and I do feel absolutely fucking furious with them. They sicken me. I believe my brother-in-law's brother's going for a job there. I shall be speaking to him as soon as possible and saying, what are you doing working?